Hello, welcome to the Butterfly Effect podcast. I'm Kira, and this is where we explore a new person's personal butterfly effect every episode. Today, I'm here with Caitlin Spaulding, my roommate and BFF since second grade.
Forever.
Would you like to introduce yourself? We can say what year, what's your major, and then anything you want to say before we get started.
Cool. Well, I'm Caitlin Spaulding. I'm a first-year special education student, and I like to karaoke.
Yeah.
It's a really good personal fact about myself.
Yeah, that's good. What's your favorite karaoke song?
Oh. Well, if I'm karaokeing with Kira, it's for Love is an Open Door.
Yeah.
But if I'm by myself, it's California Girls by Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg.
But only the Snoop Dogg part, right?
Yeah, only the Snoop Dogg part. That's my walk-up song.
Perfect. All right, so let's get started. What is the initial event that you want to talk about that started your butterfly effect?
Yeah, so coming to the realization that special education is the career path that I was going into.
Yeah. So let's go to the OG of this. When was the first moment that you learned that this might be, like, something you want to do, something you want to pursue?
So I've always had a soft spot for students and just, like, people in my lives who have disabilities. Growing up in preschool, my mom put me into a preschool for children with disabilities, and then they put in a handful of children without disabilities just so they could get those first interactions of being able to interact and seeing what school's gonna be like. And I think that was a very big, like, moment in my life, because before that, I was never in daycare or anything. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, so I was always at home. I only saw my friends who lived down the street with me. So I never saw anyone who had a disability before. So it was very eye-opening as a little one to be interact at a young age, to be able to understand that everyone is different and beautiful in their own ways. And so in preschool, I actually met one of my best friends. Her name is Elle. Hashtag Elle. Love her.
Hashtag Elle.
Yeah. Elle was my hall buddy, and she has Down syndrome, and I was her friend all throughout school. So we had preschool together in kindergarten and first grade, and then I didn't see her again till middle school. And then ever since middle school through high school, I always made sure to, like, keep her under my wing and making sure she had a buddy and had a place to sit with at lunch. I took her to all of her school dances. And so, yeah, I just made sure she was there. And I think that was like, hey, I really love working and I love being an extra pair of hands in these environments and being able to help them and let them feel loved and feel welcomed in environments, and I want to do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Melts my heart.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And I know you had an experience where you were like, this is, like, what I want to do. This is a career I want to pursue. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so in elementary school, one of my, like, friends, her mom was a special education teacher, so I hung out in her classroom a lot because she was the sped teacher at our school. So I hung out in her classroom a lot, so I got to, like, see what a special ed teacher was as a young age, and I thought that was really interesting. And then in high school, I, like, was like, oh, this is, like, college is a thing. I guess I have to come up with a major that I want to do.
And we know that was an issue.
Yeah. College was crazy for me. I didn't want to, well, I was nervous because I don't like change. And so having to go to a new school and, like, start completely over and have to, like, pick a job that I'm going to do for the rest of my life is crazy to have a 17-year-old apply to colleges and know what they want to do. So I was like, I'm going to do special education because I know that that's what my heart wants to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to follow my heart.
But not before she almost became a dentist and also a hairdresser.
A police officer.
There were a lot of options.
Yeah, some crazy options. But originally, I was going to go to Cedarville University, which is where my older sister went. And I think I wanted to go there so badly because, one, the school is beautiful. It's a very small campus, which is, was important to me because I wanted to have small class sizes. And it was just a very beautiful campus, and it felt very safe being on it because it was in the middle of nowhere. It was in cornfields. And my sister went there, so I knew what the campus was like. She had experiences, so I could hear from her experiences, so I just felt more comfortable. And that was, like, my plan. I wasn't even going to apply to other colleges. I was just going to apply to Cedarville, but I was like, I guess I should probably apply to other colleges, not just one.
Yeah, safety belt it.
Yeah. So I applied to Cedarville and UC. Those were literally the only two colleges I applied to. And I got into both. Whoop, whoop. And so I went on a college tour to Cedarville, and I actually was able to meet the special ed dean, or I don't know how that works or whatever, but I had a meeting with her, and she was like, so tell me about, like, why you want to go into this, like, what's the meaning for you? And I was like, oh, like, I want to be able to be students' extra pair of hands, and I want to be able to assist them and just give them chances that they might not be able to get. And I just, like, I want to be there for them and help them succeed. She was like, oh, that's so great. Like, you're going to do such great things, but we don't offer that here. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what?
And so apparently in special education, there's two licensures. There's a mild to moderate, and there's a moderate to intense licensure. And she was like, we only offer a mild to moderate, and you are... Or the way you're sounding is you want a moderate, I mean, yeah, moderate to intense licensure.
What are the differences, like, between that?
Yeah, so mild to moderate is, like, more of your learning disabilities or having, like, extra help classes. So, like, you may be struggling in, like, English, so you get, like, there's special ed teachers who teach, like, extra help reading classes or, like, extra help math. So those are, like, your mild to moderate. It's a lot of, like, learning disabilities, or they're just a little behind. Also, sometimes behavioral issues fall into that category, but, like, mild behavioral issues. Like,
yeah.
Just having, like, some outbursts or not being able to control your feelings or whatnot. And then moderate to intense is more of your physical disabilities. So, like, Down syndrome, autism, but it's difficult because you have, like, people who are on the spectrum who would fall under the mild to moderate, but then you also have your people with autism who are nonverbal and need a one-on-one aid, and one-on-ones are usually with your mild to moderate, I mean, moderate to intense, and just, like, or anyone who's in, like, a wheelchair, like, those type of needs. Yeah. So it's just more, like, you need more care. And obviously, like, that's, I was like, yeah, that's where I want to be.
Yeah, that's where you want to head.
Yeah, and so she's like, but you can still come to this college because you can get your mild to moderate license, and then when you go into the job field, they'll probably take you as a moderate to intense. And I was like, but you're not going to give me the training?
This is, like, this is not what I want, man. Like,
and so I came home from that college visit, and I had a horrible mental breakdown.
Yeah.
For, like, a couple months. Till, like, the end of the school year.
This was when she was like, wait, guys, maybe I'm a dentist.
I was like, I'm not going to school. I'm not going to college. It's not for me. I want to be a stay-at-home mom. Why would I go spend that much money to be a stay-at-home mom? I'm not smart enough to go to college. Like,
untrue, by the way.
If they don't have what I need, like, I guess college isn't for me. So I'm just not going to go. I'm going to go do cosmetology. Backup plan.
I mean, she'd be great at that for the people at home.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go to cosmetology. But I was like, I need a college degree.
Yeah.
Like, I want a college degree. I'm going to go become a dental hygienist because I love cleaning. And I think that I still think that scraping teeth would be so much fun.
That would give me, like, the shivers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll do that. And I was like, no. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait. I love biology.
True.
And I love genetics.
Mm-hmm.
I'll become a genetics counselor. And then I was like, heck no. That's a 12-year program.
12 years?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, you know what? I can still, like, pursue, like, working with people with disabilities. I'll become an occupational therapist. And I'll, like, be able to, like, actually be their second pair of hands and, like, help them, like, learn and adjust and be able to, like, do all those things. And I was like, hell no.
Nope. Never mind.
That's a 12-year program.
Man.
And so I cried a lot and was like,
it's okay.
I'm just going to give up. College isn't for me. I'm just going to live at home and watch all my friends have fun.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I got accepted into UC. I guess I should, like, go on a college tour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on a college tour in, like, I want to say, like, March, like, early March. But we live in Ohio.
Yeah.
And it was freezing. It was 13 degrees and we had winds. Do you remember that?
I think so.
We had
I do remember terrible
winds, and it was a walking tour of the campus. And
awful timing.
It was awful timing. I was in leggings, and I didn't even have, like, I had my jacket, and I was freezing. My dad was freezing. My mom was freezing. We weren't listening to anything that, the, like, the tour guide was saying. We just, like, were like, can we go into a building now?
I know your dad, and he'd be like, all right, building time.
Yeah. And so they were like, so I was like, okay, well, I learned nothing from that. I can't. They told, I think I was on the wrong tour because we were, like, in the engineering building for so long. And so
perfect.
I went on a second tour, and it was on admitted Bearcat Day. So, like, it was a big event. It was, like, all day long. It was for everyone who got accepted into UC. And I went with my boyfriend and one of my best friends, Brad. And we went on a tour, and then they, like, split us up into, like, what we were accepted into. So when I applied to college, I applied for special education. So I went to the special education department tour and whatnot, and I was like, oh, wait, this is a vibe. I like this.
Because, wait, I forgot I like this.
Yeah, I forgot I like this. They were like, so here at UC, our special education department is actually different than other schools. We actually when you graduate, you'll have your licensures in both mild to moderate and moderate to intense. And that's, like, not, like, that's your only option. You don't get to pick one or the other. Like, you're going to have both of those licensures, and you'll graduate with that. And I was like, okay.
Okay, I
like
see
this.
You.
And I was like, oh, wait, I love UC. Like, this is so pretty. I feel comfortable on the campus. I can't wait to go to football games. I was, like, so excited. And I actually accepted to go to UC on that, like, tour. It was very impulsive of me, but I'm glad I did because I love UC.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah. But while I was on my tour, they were talking about other education majors, and there was a major called Human Development and Community Engagement. And at the time, I'm still having that mental breakdown, and so I'm like, well, if Cedarville didn't have the major that I want, like, that's not for me. Like, I'm not supposed to be in special education if Cedarville didn't have what I needed. So I need to change my major. I was like, I'm not meant to be a teacher. I don't want to teach kids. Like, this is not what I need to do. And they were like, we have this major called Human Development and Community Engagement, and it's under the education department, and you can basically do anything that you want. So when you graduate, I still don't. I ended up changing my major to human development.
The mouthful of a major.
Human development and community engagement. And I did my first semester here at UC as that major. And I cannot tell you what it was. I can't tell you what my career path was. If I stayed in it, if I graduated, I don't know what my job would be. They literally told us to get minor. We needed to minor in two things to, like, pinpoint what we wanted to do after we graduated. And I was like, this is my major. Why do I need a minor?
My favorite part of last semester and, like, you being in that major is the fact that there was, what, five people originally?
Yeah, there was five of us.
And then it went to three, and then it was just you and Riley.
Yeah.
And then you left. Is Riley still in that?
Yeah.
So it's just her.
Yeah, so I actually, there's another girl. So I switched.
Okay.
There was a girl who was special education, and we switched. So Riley's not alone. She still has one girl. But Yeah, so like first semester is ending, and we did a project in my learning community, and it was like, what major are you in now?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you in it? What major would you be interested in doing, and why would you want to do that? And so I like wrote about human development, and I was like, I'm in human development. I can't even tell you what my major is. I don't know why I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's school. Like, I'm not excited to graduate because I'm like, what am I going to do? And then I had to write a paper about special education. And I was like, I almost did special education because I've known I've wanted to do that my whole life. And I love it so much. Like, I want to work with all of these kids. I want to impact these kids' lives. Like, I want to be a part of, like, the movement and making special education, like, better because it's awful right now in most schools.
Yeah.
And I was like, and within special education, I'll take all of these classes here at UC. And that's just, like, so, like, awesome that UC offers those classes. And when I graduate, I'll have my license in both. And I can go work wherever I want, do whatever I want. And I was like, I submitted the paper, and I was like, why?
Wait a minute. Let's scratch our heads.
So why am I doing this? So I changed my major that day. I applied to change my major that day to special education, and now I'm a SPED major, and I love it so much. Like, incredibly, I'm excited to graduate. I can't wait to teach senior year, and I just, like, I'm so excited.
I'm so happy for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Let's see. Okay, what happened as a result of your initial event? So you're here, you're at UC. So you've made your switch. What are, like, indicators that you're like, yeah, like, this is where I should be?
I was instantly happy.
Yeah, I will say, last semester, we'd come in every so often and her face would be against the wall and we'd be like, oh man, I think she's crying over there.
First semester was rough.
Yeah.
I was still having that. Why am I at college? Yeah. Wasting all of this money.
Oh, you seriously looked into cosmetology school?
I seriously looked into dropping out. I looked into switching to cosmetology school. I was like, this really isn't for me. Like, I need to leave UC. I was sad, like, every day. Like, I didn't want to be at school. I missed my mom. I wanted to go home. Love Joanna.
Love you, Jo.
But, second semester, I came back, and I started my first day of classes. I remember coming back into the dorm, and I was like, guys, like,
yeah, this I is, like this.
I like this. Like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And those weren't even my, like, major-specific classes.
Mm-hmm.
Those were just, like, an English credit, like, a science credit. I was like, guys, no, like, this is it.
This,
like,
is the good stuff.
I want to be here. Like, I want to keep going to classes. And then the next day, I had my major-specific classes, and I was like, I'm going to be working in a school next week. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be tutoring kids. I'm going to be working with special ed students already, like, my first semester. Like, this is it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Like, this is so, like, yes.
Yes.
Woo. Boop, boop.
Let's talk about your experiences so far.
Because,
I mean, like, something about UC that I like, and I mean, that I've seen with, I think, the three of our majors, like you, me, Emily, it's pretty hands-on pretty fast.
Yeah, so I started field work my second week of the semester. So I went and I was tutoring at Cairns Elementary School. And it's a beautiful school. It's very old. But Cincinnati Public Schools don't have, like, any funding, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the school that we were working at has basically no special ed department. And so we were tutoring students who are on the edge of getting put into the special ed, and so we're basically tutoring them to keep them out of it, just because it's like, oh, like,
yeah,
they don't really need it, and if we put them in there, they're not going to get enough help that they do need, so we should give, like, all of our attention to the students who, like, need it. So we were tutoring, and I got paired up with the sweetest little boy ever. I love this kid. He impacted my heart so much. I'm going to remember him my whole life. He was just the cutest little thing. And he's been through so much, and he's only 8 years old. So he's in second grade right now.
Mm-hmm.
And last year he has a twin sister, and they were like the two type of kids. And I was told this all before I even met him. So last year, him and his sister, they're twins, they were seven. And they were the type of kids that wore their house key around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like an indication that they're letting themselves in and out of their house by themselves all the time. And so they went home last year, let themselves in the house, and they were just hanging out. And they hung out in the house for like 3 days, and mom never came home.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third day, they're like, hey, something's wrong. We should go get help. So they went and got their neighbor. And there was a rule in their house that nobody was allowed to go into mom's bedroom. And when the neighbor got to the house, they went and checked mom's bedroom, and mom had been dead in her bedroom for those 3 days. She had overdosed. And I, like, can't imagine, like, those twins going through that.
At, like, eight?
At seven.
Seven.
It happened at seven, yeah.
My goodness.
And so I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this, like, he's either – and, like, I work at the Boys and Girls Club, so, like, mm-hmm. I see kids who don't have great home environments, who don't have great parental relationships, and I see that, like, they take their anger out on a lot of things because they don't mm-hmm. know how to deal with these really big emotions. And I was, like, I was warned. I was, like, hey, like, Jason's been through a lot. Like, you're going to have to be patient with him. And so I was, like, oh, no, like, this is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not hard that, like, I'm scared of him. Just, like,
but, like, you've been through
a lot of attention at a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had my first day. And he is the complete opposite of what they described. He's the sweetest little boy. He, like, comes up. He's like, hey, my name's Jason. Like, da-da-da-da. He has so much energy. And he, like, instantly we, like, click. And we're like, okay, like, let's start working. And he just starts, like, trauma dumping, like, right then and there. I was like.
At least he's comfortable.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm glad you're comfortable. But,
yeah.
Woo, first day. Catch me off guard. But. So I'm tutoring Jason, and I was there for 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and we get to like halfway through, and I feel like I'm tutoring him isn't helping him. Like, I feel like we got to a point where we're like just stopped, and I don't know how to
keep. Like a plateau.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to keep pushing him. So I went and had a meeting with his teacher, and his teacher was like, hey, yeah. So I meant to have a conversation with you. Jason, is already in our special ed program. He has a lot of undiagnosed learning disabilities that our school can't fund to diagnose.
That's so upsetting.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's fine, like, whatever, that's chill. And he was like, yeah, so, like, just keep doing what you're doing. And he was mm-hmm. like, you're probably gonna just stay at this plateau because we don't know how, like, we don't know what the disability is for you to help him.
Yeah,
and I was,
that's
like,
so heartbreaking.
And I was like, that's so sad. And he was like, his teacher was like, yeah, like, I feel sad because I feel as a teacher I'm failing him because mm-hmm. I can't, like, get him the help that he needs. And I
that's why,
like,
we need, like, people like you that are willing to
It's, like,
hard.
My mission is to, like, make sure that the special ed program is, like, changed. Because kids are treated unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how small the disability is, like,
yeah.
I have a learning disability. Mm-hmm. And my school did, like, took away my IEP. They were like, your grades are good enough, you don't need help anymore. And I was like,
that's
no,
so
my disability didn't
go
away.
Didn't go away.
I just, like, whatever.
I'm just, like, a good student.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents had just, like, hired me a tutor. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But, like, my goal is to, like, make sure that, like, schools understand, like, no matter how small the disability is, they need to get the help that the students
it's
need
important.
To get the help they need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good. Where do you think you would be if these, like, if you didn't decide to go into special ed, like, where do you think you'd be if this wasn't something that you cared about so passionately? I know it's a hard question.
Yeah,
it's
a hard question. Yeah. Honestly, I don't even think I would go to college.
Yeah.
Honestly, because, like, school has always been hard for me my whole life because I had a learning disability that my school did not.
Yeah.
Advocate for me, so I had to advocate myself. So I always saw school as, like, a chore. Like, I was like,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. I'm not good at it. I'm going to take a test, and I'm going to fail it because I'm not getting the accommodations I need, and I'm just not good at test taking. so why go spend all that money if I don't have a passion for anything?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, honestly, like, I could go do those thousands of majors that I was like, oh, I'd be good at that. Mm-hmm. But I would just end up dropping it. Because if you're not passionate about what you want to do in college, then there's, you get to a point of, like, why am I here? Like, why am I doing this?
I've said this forever, but, like, personally for me, if I found myself in a major that, like, I didn't want to do so bad, like, I would not be happy. Like, I'd be miserable.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's a toll on yourself and, like, your mental health.
Like, personally, I couldn't do, like, a job for money. Like, I'll be poor and happy, but I could not.
I'd rather be happy. Whenever I'm like, yeah, I'm a teacher, everyone, that you always get that.
You're not getting it for the money.
Better marry rich. Like, I would rather, like, do something that makes me happy and I know that I can make a difference in this world than go make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I know that, like, in having a major that you're not enjoying and that you're just doing to just get a college degree, it's a toll on, like, your mental health and just, like, everything because, like, you don't have that passion to, like, look forward to something. It's just like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
This is useless. I'm not going to do anything after this.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add before I ask the last question?
No. Good.
All right. This last question is, are you glad things happened the way they did? Are you glad? Are you happy where you are?
I'm so glad I didn't go to Cedarville. No, I'm so happy that I've switched my major. I, like, truly can tell that, like, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be at UC. I'm supposed to be a special ed major. And I'm, like, very glad that everything worked out the way it did.
I mean, as, like, your roommate, like, I see you every day. I can tell, like, a difference. Like, you're just so much happier. Last semester, you were stressed so frequently. Yeah. and it definitely, like, I can see that you're happier. You have, like, great friends in this major. And, like, I don't, you're just really passionate. I remember you coming home this semester and being like, guys, like, I love helping these kids.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy for you. I'm so glad you're, like, excited where you are.
Yeah. I am too. It literally, like, looking back at it, like, when we were in choir. And, like, I cried during choir class one time because I asked, like, they had an alumni member come back.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, do you guys have any questions about college? I'll answer them. And I was like, how do you choose your major? And she was like, you'll just know.
And I started, you're like, I don't know.
I started crying. I was like, I don't know. And now, like, looking now, I do know. I knew all along. I knew since I was, like, in preschool that I wanted to work with these kids.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thanks.
Of course. I hope you keep pushing. This is something that's really important to you, and I think it's really important to, like, the world. I think this is an important thing that needs more people focusing on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
This was The Butterfly Effect with Caitlin Spaulding.
Peace out.
Peace out.